The U.S. president paid tribute to Queen Elizabeth II at the British Embassy in Washington, and then during a political event.
I had the opportunity to meet her before she passed, and she was an incredibly gracious and decent woman. And the thoughts and prayers of the American people are with the people of the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth in their grief.
Biden's remarks honored the special relationship between a monarchy and its one-time colony, ties rooted in cooperation during two world wars. In all, Queen Elizabeth hosted or visited 13 of the 14 post-war presidents. These weren't gatherings to plan global economic or security agendas. As head of state, the Queen was barred from making policy. These were opportunities to reaffirm the U.S. and U.K.'s commitment to democracy, civility, and human dignity. Former U.S. presidents, including Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and Donald Trump, issued condolence statements, and ordinary citizens paid their respects at the embassy, including some who shared the Queen's affection for corgis.
She also helped bring the idea of dogs into the home and showed that dogs are not just animals that belong on farms, but also they can belong in a royal palace and be part of a family.
I was lucky enough to like see her in like three carriage rides. So even though it wasn't someone who was like present in my life, it's still very upsetting to know that they're gone. But, you know, just I think she'd want us to spread the love that she loves, like spread to her people. So that's, you know, why I'm up here.
As the flags at the Capitol and the White House were lowered to half staff, the bells rang 96 times at the Washington National Cathedral, part of the global Anglican Communion, a tribute to the woman who was both head of the Universal Church and a beloved grandmother figure to so many in the U.S. Rosalind Jordan, Al Jazeera.